Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
All right, it is Monday, so you know what that means. It is time for Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where's the organ?
No.
There it is.
Now,
we're going to have to talk about fine him if he...
Thank you, Deacon, because I don't come out until Cicero goes to work.
Yeah, we gonna fire Cicero in a minute. Now,
Well, I don't know what Cicero was doing or why he was late with the organ, but we're not gonna have this. We gather here in a most prolificous way.
Yeah,
we been pontificating. We have derived at the moment of education.
Come on here now.
We are oftentimes perplexed by the density and the level of continuity.
That's right.
That overlays in the population.
What did you say?
Overlays.
You heard him.
That means there's something coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over there.
We leaning towards our deacon for pastoral posterity. Guide us through these complaints. Let him jump deep, Deacon. Come on now.
All right, Pastor. Now you need to get yourself together for this one. Now they say that your ancestry results are in, and it has definitely surprised the congregation that you are 60% Caucasian, 20% African-American, 10% Russian, and last, you are 10% Aboriginal Australian. So they the congregation wants an explanation. We thought you was black. Now they calling you a Carl Rushiger is what they calling you. Carl Rushiger.
That's news to me.
What?
Because I'm not doing well down at the bank. If there's any percent of Caucasianness available, I would like to take it to my next visit to the credit union when I'm trying to get a building expansion loan.
Yeah.
And the only part of rushing is me is when I'm rushing to get in here to work.
Oh, okay.
Rushing to get down there for the sale go off.
Is he
rushing to try to get to this doctor's appointment?
The Australian part, is that where your lips and nose come from? That must be where that part
I know I'm is Aborigines. I know I'm is African. I feels no kind of jointness to being Caucasian.
Well, you're 60% white is what they say.
That's not true. I am from Zimbabwe. I have done the research. I've met the people. I've been there. The whole tribe looked just like me.
Okay.
Well,
so that's not true. You're going to have to redo your DNA results. And don't bring us nothing else in here like that.
We will redo your test, Pastor. We will redo it. You are no longer a Carl Rusher Igor until we figure it out. All right. Here we go.
I like the Igor part, though. Very much. Can relate to Carl Rusher Igor. Definitely can relate to that last.
We got an issue here. Little Jimmy One Leg got caught coming out of Sister Clara's minivan on Wednesday night by her husband, Brother Curtis. Now, as you know, they call him Little Jimmy One Leg because he's blessed. Let's just say they just call him Little. Now, Brother Curtis slammed his blessings in that minivan door 5 times. It's broken in 3 sections.
What?
And he wants you to make Brother Curtis pay for the medical bill.
Well, I'm not sure that we're responsible for the medical bill. All of us can relate. We've all caught our blessing in the zipper as boys at least once. I know that threw me into next week. But a van, though.
A minivan, though, Pastor. Now, that's pretty rough.
I might get it hung up in there one time, but I'm trying to figure out how little Jimmy stood there and let him shut it 3 times on the window. Because you got to press that button to come back slow. You just can't slam minivan, though. You got to press that button. Here come, oh, Lord, here come again. Here come 5, 4, 3, 2. I don't know why little One Leg was standing there. You get yourself caught in the minivan, though, 2 times. There's something wrong with you.
Here's another situation we got. Sister Sierra is wanting to design the outfits for the praise dancers, similar to what she wore to the Oscars. What? Sister Gertrude said, we're not going to have no dancing Jezebels in our church. But it's your final decision that to make it a pastor if they can do it. I kind of like the outfit, eh?
I kind of myself, Deacon. I had already voted to ban the praise team because we was tearing up the church. You got a lot of overweight people doing ballet moves they've never been able to do before.
And
ballet should be restricted to ballet-sized peoples.
Yeah.
All you full-figured women, as beautiful as you are, and much as the Lord love you.
Careful.
It is should also have be the same love shared by the congregation.
That's right.
And I don't want to see another big girl spin and tear all the crosses off the podium.
Look at the time.
Knocked all the freeze-dried plants down off the offering table.
Coming up
I'm
next.
Against this praise dance team, so we're going to straighten out these outfits.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.